Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you very much for tuning in. Joining me right now to talk a little Texas national political news, Matt Mikowiak, GOP political strategist, co-founder of MustReadTexas.com. Matt, how are you today?
Hey, Chad. Good to be with you.
Thanks for coming on. Let's talk a little bit, just going to wrap up the runoff stuff. No big surprises out there, I guess. Consequences or the stories after Dan Patrick's big win is that the sky is falling for the Republicans and that the state of Texas will turn purple because Dan Patrick is going to be the next lieutenant governor, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're certainly seeing the left make that argument. You're seeing Democrats try to convince people that the lieutenant governor's race is going to be competitive. I was struck by the fact that the lieutenant governor nominee, State Senator Letitia van der Put, had an appearance Sunday late morning on MSNBC, preceding Jeremy Bird, who's a senior advisor and the founder, basically the founder of Battleground Texas. So I think it's clear that they're trying to, you know, mobilize the left in Texas and national liberal donors to convince them that Dan Patrick is too quote extreme. You know, I don't know that there's any evidence of that. I mean, Dan Patrick's gotten elected to a state Senate district in Northwest Houston, Northwest Harris County, one of the fastest growing areas in Texas. He's been chairman of the Education Committee, and he really outpaced three, I think, strong candidates in the lieutenant governor primary. And so, you know, is he more conservative than Dewhurst? I think so. Is he more conservative than Texas? I don't necessarily think so. I do think that the one thing that the Democrats are not taking into account is that Patrick has an ability to fire up the base and to create enthusiasm in a way that Dewhurst did not. And so I'm actually quite comfortable with our ticket in November. I'm comfortable that Greg Abbott is going to spend a lot of time focused on independent, moderate voters in the middle. You might call them soft Republicans. You might call them soft Democrats. Try to win with a significant margin of 55 or 60%, including focusing on the Hispanic vote in South Texas. But, you know, you also need someone who's going to fire up the base, and I think Dan Patrick has demonstrated the ability to do that. So I think it could be a pretty good, effective 1-2 punch in November.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Is there a race out there, though, and again, it's a little bit early, but is there a race at all where the Democrats have a shot at any of the statewide offices?
You know, the challenge they're going to have is you're already hearing, you know, analysts say that it's going to be difficult for any of their candidates down ballot to raise money, and we're not really seeing any of their candidates down ballot raise money. Even Letitia van der Put, the lieutenant governor candidate on the Democrat side, is not really raising anywhere near significant money. Only Wendy Davis has been doing that. So, yes, on some level, could, you know, a railroad commission race be closer, or the comptroller race perhaps be closer? It's possible, but those candidates would need to raise several million dollars, and I just think that's going to be highly unlikely. I mean, to the extent that Democrats statewide in Texas are going to raise money, it's going to be Wendy Davis through the power of her celebrity and for the fact that she's running for governor, or perhaps Letitia van der Put for the argument that that race has the potential to be closer than the governor's race. But at the end of the day, Chad, we're talking about this being along the margins. Yeah. You know, if Wendy loses 55-45, Letitia might lose, instead of losing by 10 points, lose by 8 points. So, you know, I think we're talking along the margins here a little bit. We're not talking about, you know, a race being a toss-up. We're talking about them losing by slightly less.
Yeah, and it just seems there's no enthusiasm, or there's little enthusiasm on the Democratic side. Or it seems like in the last few months, you know, the enthusiasm that was there for Wendy Davis, that has trailed off. You look nationally, a lot of her supporters have backed away. The money has stopped flowing in as much as it used to, and now all of a sudden Letitia van der Put is the future for the Democrats. No longer Wendy Davis. They have to go down one rung to Letitia van der Put. So I personally don't see the enthusiasm there come November.
No, and listen, I mean, this is the challenge in a red state like Texas for Democrats. It's part of the reason why I was convinced all along that Wendy Davis was too smart to run for governor and give up her state senate seat to do it, and that is that, you know, what fires up the base and what raises you outside money, you know, from liberals across the country is far left liberal rhetoric. What potentially makes a race competitive at the statewide level in Texas is middle of the road pro business policies as a Democrat. And so that is the central challenge for any Democrat running statewide in Texas, is that they have to sort of genuflect to the left to try to raise money and try to create enthusiasm. But if every time they do that, they make themselves less competitive on a statewide election.
Let me ask you about a story, and you've seen all of the editorials that have come out, all the headlines. There was an open carry rally over the weekend in North Richland Hills, open carry protesters. And this is going to be an issue in the next upcoming legislative session, open carry with handguns. You know, should that go forward? Greg Abbott, I know, has been in favor of that. Well, you've got folks who are protesting or rallying, carrying rifles and what they, I guess, determine as long guns at, you know, different restaurants, at some fast food shops. There's been controversy around this, and even the state GOP said at the upcoming convention, keep them out of the building. You know, don't even think about bringing your guns, you know, as far as your rifles inside the state convention. In your mind, are these rallies helping the cause, or is this too much back and forth for an issue that's going to be hotly contested in the upcoming legislative session?
No, I think the right place for that debate is in the Texas legislature. And, you know, if the laws, you know, need to be changed, they will, if there's popular support for that. I don't know that open carry would pass. I think it was interesting that Wendy Davis, who has a lifetime refrain from the NRA, decided to come out in favor of open carry a few months ago in really a quite empty gesture to try and make herself look more moderate. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see where this goes. I mean, I think you do have some very committed, very passionate supporters of open carry that are doing everything they can to get attention and drive this issue forward. Just seeing them show up at restaurants, I saw there was the controversy over showing up at a Chipotle, I think it was. I saw there were some other restaurants, including, I think, Chili's, that said they're not going to allow open carry in their restaurants. So on the one hand, you have businesses that, you know, that want their customers to feel safe and you know, decide who they want to serve and who they don't want to serve based on how they're behaving or what kind of security threat they may pose. On the other, this is a very strong Second Amendment state. And so I think that will be one of the more interesting issues in the Texas legislature next session to see how that plays out. I really don't know how it will play out.
Yeah. Lots of news out there. What can people find on mustreadtexas.com today? I know it was updated. Just last night, and you're looking at updating it right now?
That's right. Late last night, updated for the weekend. Yeah, lots of stuff out there. There's been some sort of postmortems, particularly on the Lieutenant Governor's race. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst saying he's going to help State Senator Dan Patrick become the next Lieutenant Governor, both in the campaign and in actually governing. I also found it interesting that he's going to be at the 70th anniversary of the D-Day invasion in Normandy, France this weekend, not at the Republican convention in Fort Worth, so he'll have a 2-minute tribute video. So anyway, lots of news on there, top news, opinion, and blog items at mustreadtexas.com. You can sign up for the daily brief that 6,000 Texans get every single day.
All right, Matt Mikowiak, as always, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ted.
Have a good one. It's Matt Mikowiak. You can follow him on Twitter, @MattMikowiak.